Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. Maggie stepped away for a second to buy breakfast for everybody because
I know,
it's a Friday.
You never partake in the breakfast order. How do you not eat?
I have a strict schedule. I eat oatmeal in the morning, and then I don't know. I wait till lunch. I don't like to eat around here.
Why?
I don't know, because you know, like you don't want to get photographed eating, and this will be awkward.
Wait a minute. You're more worried about what? Kaplan, who's running our stream, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, that he's going to catch you awkwardly eating and put that on the internet?
No, I was kind of kidding.
Oh.
but I have heard actors don't like to get photographed like mid-meal.
Mm, no one looks good eating. Like, it's hard to pull off.
Nah, I'm fine. So what did everybody get? Just to share with the nation.
I mean, run-of-the-mill stuff. A lot of eggs. A lot of egg and cheeses.
Yeah, did EJ go with fresh squeeze as usual?
I told him it's your world. This is your universe. You want $8 orange juice?
Yep.
Sky's the limit.
Team player over there.
Order two. I haven't won a bet in 2.5 weeks. It's not like I've come into this big windfall of money, but just being the anti-Perloff here, order your bet, your fresh squeeze OJ.
I had no choice. I lost a bet, and he got his fresh squeeze orange juice.
You ordered $50 worth of orange juice one day.
My favorite text of the thing was... Andrew Bogus texted, who comes on later, and he said, I'm going to order breakfast for the crew, but no fresh squeezed orange juice. EJ texts back to him, what's the point?
Does breakfast even happen?
This is what's on the menu this weekend.
Obviously, you got the Bills. Ravens is going to be the last game of the weekend, Pearl. The first game of the weekend is going to be that Chiefs-Texans game. And I think, listen, the Chiefs deserve every lifetime achievement award. Bet against them at your own risk, all of that. But I ask you, what's on the line for them, really? Because they're on the precipice of this really historic run. They could become the first team ever to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. We all know that. But if they lose this game, no one's losing their job. Nobody's talking about changes. Nobody's going to say, oh gosh, Mahomes is gone. He can't win the big one. He's not going to fall a tier. There's like really no... There's nothing bad is going to happen to the Chiefs because they've been so successful. I can't tell if everything's on the line for them or nothing's on the line for them in this playoff run.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's just a funny thing. It's like, well, Andy Reid's not going to get fired. Like, yeah, no duh, but I don't know. I don't think that they think like that. It just seems like great teams are always finding motivation, kind of like Tom Brady and the Patriots. Like, nothing was at stake for any of those games, and Brady was still 100% in. I think they're just wired to treat every game like it's a life or death situation.
So here's the part where it means everything, which is, I don't know if anyone's catching Tom Brady with 7 Super Bowls. It's going to be really, really hard. Mahomes would be the one guy. He's already got 3. But if you can get 3 in a row,
yeah, but
does he already become, in some ways, I don't want to say better than Brady, but has he already surpassed Brady? Because it's at least one thing Brady could never do. You know, it's like in order to be on the same level as someone who's considered the greatest of all time in a sport, you've got to take a different angle towards it, right? If you're going to chase him down, You need a different angle to try to get in that conversation. Seven might just be way too hard, but to do three in a row, now that is something that Brady could never do. It sets you apart, makes you different, all of that.
Well, if he gets three in a row, that'll be four.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Definitely. He's 29 years old. He's getting to seven in his sleep. You don't think between 30 and 40, Patrick Mahomes can get three Super Bowls?
I mean,
the cast around him keeps changing, and it doesn't seem to matter. Maybe if Reed retires, but even so, like, he'll get seven. But regardless,
okay,
your
what if
point,
they don't,
but that's not your point.
Wait, but here's the thing.
Yeah,
if they don't win this year, do you still think they're getting to seven?
If they don't win this year, it's still going to be harder. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Brady played till he was 43 years old.
That's not normal.
But I'm not sure Mahomes is a mobile quarterback, especially when he needs to be. I don't see any reason he can't play to 42. That's a long time. So I think he has a really good shot. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. But to your original point, yeah, I do think that's a great point. If you get three in a row, Brady never did that. It did take Brady a long time to get seven.
Oh, there was a 10-year drought at one point in between Super Bowls thanks to Manny's New York Giants.
Mahomes, first of all, the GOAT, the you know how GOAT debates work. Like, you don't even have to be as good as Brady because young people are ignorant and don't care about history, and they will say Mahomes is the best anyway.
Damn right.
Looking at you, LeBron people out there. But I think Mahomes is fast on Brady's tail. Like, it's getting close. And I think you're already going to hear it big time if they win this.
I do too. And I actually, I kind of see where people would be coming from. And here's the other thing that Mahomes has going for him. Talent-wise, we're just talking about athleticism and arm strength and all that stuff. Like, Mahomes has got Brady already.
Mahomes could throw left-handed. He could throw no-look. He could throw sideways. He can sit back in the pocket all game. Then he can run for 45 yards. There's no 45-yard runs for Tom Brady.
No, 855-212-4227. So it's kind of weird. Is everything or nothing on the line? I guess you'd just say for Mahomes in this playoff run, because I'm going to say everything, because I'm not with you in the automatically penciling in seven Super Bowls. I get it looks really great. But again, it did take Brady playing to an unprecedented age, and a nearly unprecedented age, and it took him to, you know, having to stay together with a coach for that amount of time. And also going through like 9 years, literally, where they did not win the Super Bowl and still having the gumption to keep coming back and coming back and coming back.
One counterargument is that Mahomes says it. The fact that Tyreek Hill left and they keep winning Super Bowls says to me it doesn't matter who's around him. Like, Kelsey might retire. Kelsey hasn't even been a big part of this offense for most of the year. I think that he can find pieces. Reed retiring would be a problem because he's really a good play caller. But I think that, like the Patriots, they can find different ways to win as long as he's their quarterback. And also, too, one thing, we talked about this yesterday, like leadership. I think when Patrick Mahomes is there, like, you don't slack off in practice because you're like the new goats over there. I got to play my best. I think that sort of rallies the whole team.
Yeah, I think people gave their best for Tom Brady. They give their best for Patrick Mahomes. I do agree with you on that. You know, it's funny. There was some news. Apparently, Travis Kelce was talking about how Taylor Swift is encouraging him to play as long as humanly possible.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So she's not saying, hey, you got to hang up your career for me. She's saying, go out there, play as long as possible.
Yeah. I mean, is Chris Jones, when he eventually gets old and retires, would that be a big problem? Because he's sort of he's the Mahomes of that defense. He's unstoppable. And he single-handedly makes him a dangerous. I mean, they won with defense last year. That was not Mahomes at all. They shut down Lamar Jackson. That was impossible. And Chris Jones is a monster. Wait till they see what they do to that poor CJ Stroud with that offensive line going against those guys. Yeah. I think that's the biggest mismatch in this divisional round is the Chiefs defense against the Texans O-line.
Yeah, the O-line has just been a problem all year. It's led to some really, really disjointed offensive outputs for the Texans. I don't worry so much about the personnel side. I think the coaching side is what you hit on. So you have Spagnuolo, who's actually got some head coaching interviews this cycle, although we'll see. And then you have Matt Nagy, who also got some coaching interviews cycle. I always thought Nagy was the coach in waiting, but we saw Nagy in Chicago. Like, it's not Andy Reid.
Well, Nagy comes and goes. Bieniemy comes and goes. It doesn't matter who the OC is, right?
No, I mean, know, but when Reid retires, it's going to matter because you're going to be looking to replace him. Like, Brady and Belichick got to go through this whole thing for 21 years together in New England.
Well, maybe it'd be Spagnuolo who replaces him. Why would it be... Nagy might be gone by the time Reed's not saying anything about retirement. He's in his 60s. I don't think he's going to retire soon. I wouldn't worry about that. I think Spagnuolo would be a better choice than Nagy, personally.
That might be true, but you still have to have somebody who has to take care of the offense.
Well, okay. Andy Reid is what, 65? He'll be he might be there as long. Okay, he's 66, maybe 8 more years, and Mahomes is 29. It's a lot of chances for Super Bowls.
I think there's so much on the line for them in this run because that 3 in a row separates. And yeah, you might say, well, of course Mahomes is going to get 3 more. I mean, you still have Lamar out there. You still have Josh Allen. You still have Joe Burrow. You still have now Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh. You have who knows what's going to happen in Jacksonville. Maybe Trevor Lawrence finally finds something. You have no idea what's going to happen with CJ Stroud. They fixed the offensive line. They're a thing again. Like the AFC is just so crazy stacked with quarterback talent.
Get out of here. The AFC is so wildly overrated. Give me a break.
No, I said quarterback talent.
Yeah, I know. But I think it doesn't really matter because Mahomes seems oblivious to who's on the other side of the ball. He's just going to do whatever he has to do to win. The funny thing about them, too, you said pressure, and this is so much on the line. Like, Mahomes doesn't feel pressure. He's built like Eli Manning or Brady. Like, those guys, they want this. Like, that's the key. They want to be, like, everything on the line, and he seems to play his best in that situation, which is the opposite of me. I totally shrink like a violet anytime the spotlight's on me. But it just seems the bigger the stakes, the better he plays. So that's why I wouldn't count out 7 at all.
855-212-4227. Obviously, if he gets 3 in a row and 7, then Brady's
toast. I've seen some headlines. Patrick Mahomes has already caught Brady. I've seen, and you know how these GOAT debates works. Like, it's going to be, if they win this one, it's going to come fast and furious. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes is the new GOAT.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think that he probably would deserve it, too, because I know that Brady always had Peyton Manning that he had to go, and Ben Roethlisberger, and there were good quarterbacks who he had to go up against. But to me, it's not like this.
What? Yeah, be Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers. It's exactly like this.
I don't
think
so.
Peyton Manning.
I think these guys are better than, I think this current, yeah, I get it, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, we're talking about Hall of Famers, and Phillip Rivers is probably going to the Hall of Fame too. But, I mean, you're talking about Joe Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen.
Well, he's got Manning. I don't know.
Weirdly, Eli was the one who really thwarted him.
Yeah, and Nick Foles.
Yeah, that was silly.
I mean, he had Peyton, so I see what you're saying. But the other thing, too, is...
You poke holes in Peyton Manning's resume, though, yeah. Like you're on Tom Brady's
payroll. But he beat, Mahomes beat Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had one of the worst games of the year. So it's not like that was some great accomplishment. You're right, he's out-dueled Josh Allen. But then again, I think the Chiefs are a better team than the Bills. That's not on Josh versus Mahomes.
That's true. 855-212-4227. Are we being prisoner of the moment on that? Is Mahomes facing better quarterbacks than Tom Brady did?
I'm not being prisoner of the moment. You are being prisoner of the moment.
Who else was well?
Yeah, but I mean, is Lamar Jackson? What is Lamar Jackson? What has he won?
I know, but all the MVPs, like Peyton Manning has 5 MVPs. You know, does Ben Roethlisberger have a regular season MVP?
No.
But I mean,
Phillip Rivers does not have a regular season MVP.
Ben is clearly as good as any of these quarterbacks. I mean, at his peak, he was awesome. And also Rivers was like a big star. But again, it didn't even matter because every time any of those quarterbacks came in, they were out-coached by, remember, Phillip Rivers and Marty Schottenheimer had no chance against Belichick.
Yeah, that's
so true. It is a lot going on. I hear what you're saying. But you should put that out there because I don't see it that way.
You could argue, though, that Brady played way better defenses because Pittsburgh and Baltimore were serious.
Well, and they could really hit guys.
Right, yeah. And they could also pummel but the rules.
Defenses got gutted around 2005, and it was just like, then things went bananas with offense. Remember when they changed the rule and Brady threw 51 touchdowns and Manning threw 55?
Right, but that's not the year where he was winning titles.
Yeah, he had trouble during that era. You're right.
You know, like, I mean, he was playing, even the Chargers with Sean Merriman, these teams had real defenses. Like,
yeah, your Jets.
Yeah,
took them out.
Right. Jets beat them. They just showed Bart Scott on TV. Like, who are the great defenses Mahomes beating in the AFC?
Yeah. But in his Super Bowl matchups have been Jimmy G, Jalen Hurts, and Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, up until this year, the Bengals defense was the one defense they thought could really flummox Mahomes.
Yeah, I know.
It was Lou Anarumo's world, but that's just crumbled. Anyway, 855-212-4227. Who was playing against harder competition, Tom Brady or now Patrick Mahomes? It's an interesting one. Let's go to Kim. Kim's in Canandaigua, New York, which I know well. We told a story last hour, an embarrassing one for me, about a bunch of college kids who were touring our office and studios from a college in upstate New York called Oswego. And I was so hoping and praying someone from my high school may have been in that group. Spoiler, they were not. And my whole crew here on the Maggie and Perloff show watched as I, like a thirsty person, tried to find someone from my hometown. Kim, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Hey, great, Maggie. Go Bills.
There you go.
Yeah, fun fact. Someone else you might have heard of went to Oswego, where I went to college also. Al Roker, communications grad from Oswego.
I mean, let's go to your neck of the woods. I love it.
I'm telling you, the Harvard of the SUNY schools.
Kim, you
I
had a good
that
experience?
I thought that was UB, honestly, but I'll take Oswego. But we used to be the Great Lakers when I went to school. Now they're just the Lakers. Not sure why they were demoted. Mm. Never really know. I grew up in New Paltz, Hudson Valley area, for all you slightly upstaters.
We love New Paltz. So charming. Yeah. Beautiful
you know
place to go.
From there that I never hear on your show that I think we should? Charles Davis.
Oh, we love Charles Davis.
He went to
Charles comes
school.
On. Charles comes on once in a while. Charles it's Davis, the CBS?
Yeah.
We love Charles Davis, upstater, through and through, New Paltz.
Charles Davis is from here. I thought he went to Tennessee.
Well, he did.
That's where he went to college, yeah. But he grew up in New Paltz.
He went from New Paltz to Knoxville? That's a crazy transition.
Well, he was born in Tennessee, yeah. And he moved to New Paltz when he was little.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Kim, I love it. And so Kim can back me up here. You have a group of students from Oswego, from SUNY Oswego, and I'm from Binghamton, New York. I would think somebody from my high school could have been in that group, right? I'm not crazy.
No, not at all crazy. Although I would say half our student body when I went there was from Long Island. You had a better shot of seeing if someone was from, like, you know, Hicksville.
I know. Kim, honestly, half the world's from Long Island. I don't know how. It's not a big place, but they get out. It's like they're everywhere now. Kim, thank you so much for the call. And indeed, let's hope it's a fun afternoon for the Bills on Sunday.
So Maggie was just trying to find the next Al Roker when she was talking to those kids.
Man, the life of being a weatherman, a meteorologist. You have a friend who's a meteorologist.
Oh, yeah, Nick Allery is the best.
Nick
texts me all the time. He's like the funniest texter on my entire phone.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He let me do a fake weather update for him and gave me a grade. That was back when we were doing afternoons. Wouldn't meteorologist be an awesome job?
Well, yeah. I mean, Al Roker is taking it. I think you don't even think of him as a meteorologist anymore. Now he's just a television personality.
Right. He's a and correspondent.
Big time Oswego grad.
As a TV producer, there's a part of me. I love meteorologists. They're all great. The ones I worked with. The bad snowstorm or the bad hurricane or like... Those days feel like the worst days of anybody's work job possible.
You got to go out and stand out there.
Stand out there, or even if you're the guy in the studio, the woman in the studio, it is you're just standing at that monitor for 18 hours.
But it's your Super Bowl. So if you're really into weather, like you live for these moments. Perloff's talking about Patrick Mahomes living for the big game. If you're really worth your weight as a meteorologist, you're hoping for the next bomb cyclone.
I don't know if you're really
rooting,
into weather.
You're not rooting for like people to be, you know, hurt or anything like that. You just love weather.
I just know when I would go to our weather person and be like, hey, I need you to get up in another 2 minutes. The look I got in my face being like, I literally was just up. I just went to the restroom for a second. Oh. And I'm going to do, what, 5 more hours of live nonstop coverage? And I'm like, yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
4 episodes of Thunder Snow.
By the way, Nick gave me, I'm looking at my text, he gave me, I think, 1,400 words on what the Seahawks should do at quarterback. He's, all the weathermen are also obsessed with sports.
Yeah, 1,400 word email is what you would get from Maggie as she tries to give you unsolicited advice. Yeah.
I love giving unsolicited advice.
Yes, we got it, baby! We got it!
I was about to say they're so chill until I heard that guy. The weathermen I know have been always super chill.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong.
That's why I know.
Like what? There's nothing. No one's keeping track of their stats. We keep track of the stats of people doing mock drafts more than meteorologists.
Todd.
I remember I had a birthday and I went to our meteorologist. I love John Davitt, a Spectrum News New York one. I went to him. I said, John, I'm planning a birthday. I want to do a picnic. like, what's the weather looking like? This was, I think, Thursday. I'm asking him for Saturday weather. He was like, clear, looks great. You'll be have a great time. It'll actually be a little warm. This is April. It rained all day. 50 degrees, raining all day, no chance at the picnic. And I just come back on Monday. I'm like, John, what happened? He's like, that's the weather.
Yeah, right. That's the way the clouds form.
What can you do?
Yep. Hitting a baseball and being a meteorologist where you can bat 300 and you'll be A-OK.
Hall of Fame.
Or a single man in New York City, as I was.
You bet 300?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Sure. We're going to need a second source.
No, that's not... You don't think I could get numbers 3 out of 10 times I approach a woman?
Maggie's laugh says it all.
I got to think about that. How late was it? What was the lighting like?
Yeah.
What neighborhood were you in? 855.
Body part anyone wanted to see.
212-4227. What do we learn there? I think there's lots of pressure on Patrick Mahomes to win 3 in a row, and Al Roker went to Oswego.
Fun fact.
Let's head out to your neck of the woods. Such a great line. Coming up, we've got all the latest on the coaching search for the Dallas Cowboys. We got news on Deion Sanders, news on Bill Belichick, and of course, more football coming your way in just moments.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie just laid out her worst nightmare, and it is not that a bunch of college students are not from Binghamton, New York, which is her second worst nightmare, as we learned earlier in the show. She tried to befriend a tour group yesterday, thinking that they might be connected via Binghamton. They were not. It was sad.
Not only were they not, they couldn't have cared less.
Nope.
Well, they're a loss.
Worst scenario, though, however, is that the Texans somehow beat the Chiefs and the Bills lose to the Ravens, meaning that the Patrick Mahomes boogeyman is out of the playoffs and you don't get to take advantage.
Oh, definitely. I thought this about the fact that when Buffalo, the team I root for, lost to the Chiefs and then the Bengals beat the Chiefs. I think the Bills would have beaten the Bengals that year if things could have played out around earlier. And I think they would have beaten the Rams in the Super Bowl. But
and what happened when the Bengals got a hold of the Bills in the playoffs?
They blew them out.
Yeah, yeah. So
long season. That was a long season. That was the DeMar Hamlin season. People were on fumes.
We don't know. By the way, it's funny. Like, if the Texans find a way to beat the Chiefs, then the Texans can find a way to beat anybody. So they would also be dangerous. Like,
Texans also beat the Bills earlier this year in Texas.
Well, the Texans, to beat the Chiefs, that means their defensive line just goes bananas crazy. And that could be a formula to win, to upset anybody. But I don't think that's happening, by the way. The Texans going to a cold Arrowhead, that seems like a tough assignment.
You think it's more likely that the Commanders would pull off an upset over the Lions than the Texans pull off an upset over the Chiefs?
Yes, and that is based on the last two Super Bowl victories. Yeah, I do think so, but I think both are tough assignments. But don't you guys feel like, I think most people would think that, like, the Commanders are a little more dangerous. Nobody's picking the Texans.
Which is weird, because a rookie quarterback going on a run, like we saw C.J. Stroud last year get to the divisional round, and then they completely fell apart.
Well, I think Jaden Daniels is older than C.J. Stroud, but yeah, I get your point.
The fact that, you know, even I'm having some confidence, not that they're going to win, but at least that they would cover the Commanders against the Detroit Lions. In the meantime, we got a lot of coaching news for you. There was a lot of competing. Did you guys notice this? Some competing sort of reports yesterday, particularly around Bill Belichick and a little bit about Deion Sanders. And I think we're getting a little bit of clarity here on what's actually going on with the Dallas Cowboys and with Deion. So Ed Werder put this out. Yes?
You really think there's that clarity on... I can't wait to hear what you think is clarity, because it does not feel clear to me at all. But go ahead.
So this is where I think we're starting to get a little bit of clarity. So Ed Werder put out that regarding Deion Sanders, he's being told that Deion would almost certainly accept if Jerry Jones offers to make him the next Cowboys head coach, that those around him are encouraging him to pursue it, and that Jones is enamored with the idea. So loving this sort of marriage, right, that this could happen. But then I see Jane Slater, who also covers the Cowboys, put this out on social media. She said, one thing to watch following Jerry Jones and his initial discussions with Deion Sanders. Two people with knowledge of the situation tell me Sanders approached Colorado Athletic Director Rick George Tuesday about additional NIL money for the football program, for NIL and for Deion's staff, and he was met with resistance. The University of Colorado would neither confirm or deny the information when I reached out. Dion didn't respond when reached out multiple times for comment. I think there's a world here where Dion's playing Jerry Jones. I don't know if Dion from the very beginning said he didn't want to coach in the NFL, then said he would if he could coach his sons, but gave you a million reasons why he didn't want to coach in the NFL. You can use the Dallas Cowboys if you feel like you actually want to stay in college, Perloff, and you are trying to get more money for NIL for your assistant coaches. You use this as leverage, and I think Jerry might be helping Dion, or Dion's getting one over on Jerry, depending how this works, of just trying to get a better deal from Colorado. And he still is just true to what the first thing he said. I'm not coaching the NFL because I don't want to have to motivate those professional players. I don't want to coach professionals.
Yeah, I mean, try and poke a couple holes in what you're saying. I do think not coaching his son is a major issue.
But he's not likely going to be able to coach him in Dallas either unless they can pull off a miracle.
Why stay at Colorado if Shador's not there? I think that has got to be, if he leaves, that's got to be like the number one reason. The other thing, too, I totally agree with you. Dion could be using Jerry, but Jerry, I don't think, where there's no clarity, I don't think people understand what Jerry's thinking because they never understand what Jerry's thinking. No one thought that they was going to keep Mike McCarthy after they got blown out by the Packers. No one thought they were going to keep Jason Garrett the last 2 years of Jason Garrett. Jerry hires whoever he wants and keeps whoever he wants. And everyone thought, do you think there's rhyme or reason in Jerry Jones's coaching search is not paying attention to Jerry Jones? Like, even when back in the day when he would hire these, lame assistants, I don't think that he ever listens to, the logic. I think he gets the guy that he wants, and it's totally Jerry logic. And I don't think Jerry's honing in on Dion quite as much as the media makes it sound like. I'd be surprised.
Yeah, the word was enamored. He's enamored. But I think he's also enamored with Kellen Moore.
I think he's enamored whoever walked in last. I think he's probably, after 5 minutes with Robert Saleh, he's like, that is one handsome man. You don't think Jerry's in love with Robert Saleh?
He might be.
In love, that maybe sounds the wrong way. No, but I bet you Jerry's charmed by everybody who comes in there. He's probably, there was some guy on, is filming a Landman. He's like, wow, that guy, like the cut of his jib. Maybe he could be a coach.
Leadership qualities that he sees. Maybe Jerry falls in love too quickly. There's a third read on this, which is Jerry wants Dion, and others are trying to talk him out of it. But for Dion, I think why stay at Colorado even if Shador is not there is because you're picked to win 6.5 games this year. And by the way, if you win 7 and you're bowl eligible, you win 6 or 7, you go to a bowl, that's considered a good season. People aren't breathing down your neck. You miss the playoffs if you're with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, forget it. You're getting skewered left and right.
6.5, that's getting you back to Colorado. I would hope you could do a little better because they won 9.
But that's where the win total is for Colorado.
Yeah, right? No, I'm saying that might be a reason to leave because without Shador, then maybe the ceiling's not high enough for him. I think he could probably top that. They have Caden Salters coming in from Liberty. He seems like a really good quarterback. They seem to get better every year. I don't know. I understand. I think that Dion is a better fit at Colorado than the Cowboys for exactly what you're saying. I think it's going to be really, really hard to win there. Really hard. Next year's schedule is brutal. Totally brutal. They have the NFC North and they have the AFC West. It ain't going to be 12-5. There is just no way. And you got Jaden Daniels coming up. And you got the best coach in the conference, Nick Sirianni in Philly.
Yeah.
So, no, I just think that this is a tough assignment for the Cowboys. You're dead right. Like, if Dion goes 5-12, he's going to get, slaughtered as the Cowboys coach.
Because you have Dak and you have Michael Parsons and you have CeeDee Lamb. Let's look at the non-conference schedule for the Colorado Buffaloes. Georgia Tech. Tough. Delaware Blue Hens. And then Wyoming.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing, right?
Georgia Tech's going to be a tough game. These are all at home, by the way. They're all in Colorado. So Delaware you're going to beat. Wyoming?
Certainly love that non-conference schedule. That's one reason to be excited about next year. And the conference schedule, by the way, go back and forth. It's not impossible. Like he could get out of the Big 12 again or come close to it. I mean, they didn't win it this year.
Yep.
Big 12 is a hard-to-predict conference. Remember, we all had Utah penciled in this year.
Yeah, so many injuries, though. Yeah. Is Dion using Jerry just to get a little more moolah from Colorado?
Isn't it funny, by the way, we're talking about NIL money and it goes to the AD. I'm like, aren't the AD's not supposed to be in charge of NIL?
Well, they have general managers now.
I know. It's just like, my point is like, who are we kidding? Like, you're supposed to go to the boosters for NIL, but NIL is basically salaries. Like, give me a bigger payroll. Anyway, that's just a side note. I like Buffalo. I think they're going to be good.
The Buffaloes,
yeah.
Where do you, if you had to put a percentage on it right now, should we go around the room? Percentage chance that you think Deion Sanders is going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
30.
Bogish?
51.
65.
52.
I'm more along the lines of EJ, more like a 58 to 60, like 60%. Besides Kellen Moore, Robert Saleh's not getting the job.
Well, Pete Carroll.
I don't think Pete Carroll's getting the job.
Cliff. They're one of the three. And they keep saying
Kellen.
The three other candidates.
I think it's between Kellen Moore and Deion Sanders.
Kellen, Cliff, and Sark are the three. Like, oh, the Texas-based offensive coordinator.
With way to think outside the box. 855-212-4227. Bogish has updates for us.
I hope it's Jason Witten, by the way. That would just make me laugh so much. That would be great.
When Jason Witten gets thrown into new opportunities that he doesn't seem qualified for, how did that go the last time?
It'll be the Cowboys tight end again in 2027.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to play again. The NFL playoffs are back tomorrow. You might have heard that. Starting with the Chiefs hosting the Texans. Houston listing running back Joe Mixon as questionable with an ankle issue. He finished their win last weekend running for 106 yards and a score. KC's expected to activate starting corner Jalen Watson off IR for this game. Watson broke his ankle back in week 7. Today's coaching interviews include Ravens OC Todd Monken with the Bears, and Brian Flores will meet with the Jaguars and the Jets. And now we're told that the Dolphins will host the NFL's first game in Madrid this fall. It wasn't 59 points, but it was another easy win for the Clippers.
Storm on the right wing. Drives by Sharp. Muscles to the rim. Kicks it down. Left wing Harden. Open for three. Cha-ching! James Harden gives the Clippers a 25-point lead and a timeout. Billups in Portland.
That's from Clippers Radio. James Harden, 19.6 assists and a 118-89 win in Portland the night after shaming those Nets by those 59 points.
Damn!
The Thunder rolled through their showdown with the Cavs, 134-114 in OKC. That's the largest loss this season for Cleveland. And the Suns held off the Wizards, 130-123. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant combining for 60. Men's college hoops. Three ranked teams played last night, and they all lost, including...
8 in the shot clock, 7. Steps into a high arch 3. Straight away is good! Michael Ratai, his second 3 of overtime. The Beavers lead it 89-87.
That's from Learfield, Oregon State, taking down number 16, Gonzaga, 97-89 in OT, behind 29 from Michael Ratai. Number 18, Memphis, took an 88-81 loss at Temple. And Minnesota fought off number 20, Michigan, 84-81 in overtime. Naomi Osaka retiring from her third-round match at the Aussie Open with an abdominal muscle issue. She had lost the first set to Belinda Bencic, and just moments ago, Jess Pegula, an upset loser as well. Aww. Maybe a bad omen for her Bills weekend.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm choosing to ignore that.
That's it. You have no history of their 3-0 when she loses in majors, nothing like that.
No, but she doesn't win and they don't win.
Yeah, that's my concern. The pattern continues.
Wait, did she break through at some point? Did she win something or
No, she got to the final of the U.S. Open.
Okay,
and lost.
But I was about to say the American's not doing so well in this.
Coco Gauff did win today.
That's her.
Yes, there is that. Novak.
Hey, by the way, I'm sorry. You mentioned. Did anyone ask Penny Hardaway yesterday about that story that LeBron told about the pickup game at Michael Jordan's court where Penny Hardaway was there and LeBron said he was unguardable at 16 years old and you guys called BS on it?
Well, Perloff called BS on it.
Exactly.
Perloff called BS on it?
Yeah.
Sorry to loop you all in on that.
No, but I don't know if anybody asked Penny that question.
Okay. Just checking. Like, they said he was there. He could also corroborate this story.
By the way, LeBron mentioned those players that were playing, and Perloff said there's no chance LeBron smoked them. I mean, Penny Hardaway posts all those knee surgeries and fat, not a shape, Antoine.
No, Walker. I'd say there's no way he smoked Jordan. Guys.
Oh, wow.
I was really talking about Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Who was the other? The last one you said?
It's Antoine Walker, who was out of shape, and then who's the other guy?
Michael Finley.
I love Finley.
He's dude, Antoine Walker. He might have been out of shape. That guy had so much game. Oh my God.
Not defensive game.
Yeah. Anyway,
and then lost all his money.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
That's, that's what he's famous for.
It's by the way, he's a really, I mean, you want to talk about a guy in the media who will let it rip.
Oh,
Antoine
I know.
Walker, does, we got to get him on the show.
He will name names. Speaking of losing all your money, did you guys see an update? So apparently Hawk Tua has like completely gone totally silent. So she had that Bitcoin, the Hawk Tua coin.
Yeah.
Whoever bought that, like, shame on you.
Yeah.
She apparently made a lot of money off of that, according to
thing.
The internet.
Yeah.
And then she disappeared. And I was thinking to myself, reading this, is there someone who is more certain to lose all the money that they've made than Hawk Tua? I just can't imagine she's putting the right people around her.
I'm more disappointed that she made money in the first place.
Well, whatever. This is America. You know, you make money, you get your 15 minutes of fame. I'm not against that. Is there any shot that she has good people around her and she's actually going to keep her money? To me, she seems almost more like a lottery winner. And we hear all these horrible stories about people winning the lottery and just going broke.
The story that I read about what's going on actually said that she complimented her and her team up until what might have been them, you know, like
swindling people out of all this money.
Yes.
Like, there's no way this ends with her, like, coming out on top, like, having the last laugh. I think the one thing
she said is that she's a victim as well. And then she went back to being quiet. But that's the thing you say when you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Does she still have the podcast?
I can't imagine she's doing a podcast while people think she stole their money.
Are you guys with me? I just think that this is going to be a cautionary tale.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to describe intimate acts in front of a camera person, I'm saying cautionary tale.
That's your rocket ship.
Cautionary tale or what? Yeah. Like, this is a model that other people are following?
But listen, once you get the money and all of a sudden your life changes, then the next step is you got to hang on to it. She was working like the overnight shift in some factory somewhere, and I have a feeling she's going to end up back there. I feel bad saying it. I don't think she's got the right people around her.
I mean, could they end up in jail?
Oh, I don't know about that.
That seems to be what people are asking.
Is that what it is? Okay.
If people don't know what we're talking about, it's...
I have no idea.
So it's relatively... It's happened a couple of times where you can like create your own like...
Money.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Currency.
Or I think it was like a almost like an NFT kind of thing. And like... So like... They allegedly inflated the price of this and then took all of the money out of it for themselves.
And it crashed.
So you on the outside made nothing and they took everything out with them.
That sounds
illegal.
Very American.
But it's like completely fabricated. Like you just do it. And like we push it up to $100 and then we take 97 out and we get 97 and the other 100 people have to split $3. That's basically what happened.
Illegal?
It feels like it's illegal.
But it also feels like Hot Tua's whole existence is a troll. So, like, the idea that you would give money to this thinking that somehow you were going to make bank. That's the problem with all this, is everyone thought they could get a quick buck out of this.
Yes.
Hot Tua, these people who invested in this Hot Tua coin, like, there's no quick buck in America, people. I'm sorry. That just doesn't exist.
What?
It's like there's this idea and people are like, oh, how did I get scammed? What if that happens? Like, well, you're not going to get rich overnight. That's not how this works.
Oh, I have no sympathy if you gave her money for this.
It's Hawk Tua.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about?
Her name is Haley Welch, guys. She's a lady.
It's
Manny's future wife.
She loves lion tattoos.
She seems very talented.
Manny just wants to get to know her. Personality.
I mean, one thing, it could go really badly. She will always get dates.
That's true. Till the end of time.
Yeah.
She'll be like with a walker, just like, you know.
She'll have a line of men outside the door of the old folks' home.
Somebody will pay for her dinner.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, those stories of those women who are like in the slammer and they have like five like husbands who's waiting for them. That would be hot too.
They're all waiting the moment she gets out of the clink. I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home.
They're all named Clint.
Well, there we go. We're going to leave it at that. Bogush, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Coming up, we are going to do some forecasting, some predicting. You don't want to miss it. Welcome back. Okay, divisional round right here. Gets going tomorrow afternoon, Pearl, with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, not to fast forward this thing too much, but you can't help but start thinking a little bit about Super Bowl matchups. What do you think would be the dream Super Bowl matchup out of the 8 teams remaining?
Okay, I've gone back and forth a lot about this. I think the most historic matchup we could have would be not Bills.
What?
I think it'd be Chiefs going for a three-peat against the juggernaut that is the Detroit Lions. I think Chiefs, Lions. I understand everyone, a lot of people here are going to say Bills. I think if we really pull back and look at history, to see Patrick Mahomes going against this Lions team to try and win a three-peat would be unbelievably special. So I'm going against the grain, Chiefs, Lions.
Don't you think there's something weird about that, though, about this whole thing? Because I'm with you. I think Chiefs, Lions. I think Bills, Lions would be great because who's the underdog? Who's the scrappy underdog?
Yeah, no,
who gets to lay claim to being the forgotten team that's having this resurgence? But here's my question to you. Shouldn't the two-time, soon-to-be three-time MVP be the guy you want to see in the Super Bowl the most out of anyone? The guy who's got it looks like it's going to be three MVPs, who has not been to a Super Bowl, hasn't won a Super Bowl. Wouldn't that the Ravens far and away have the most intrigue? Shouldn't it be Ravens, Lions?
Nah.
Ravens, Eagles? Not I don't know.
Well, I think because the Ravens had that 2012 Super Bowl, which ironically was in New Orleans, where this will be. It doesn't feel as new, where I'd put the Bills over the Ravens because of history and the trying to break through. It's just because John Harbaugh already has one. I know Lamar doesn't, but I think that's why.
You know, I know it wouldn't be like as juicy maybe.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Storyline wise, but your Eagles against the Chiefs gave us a great Super Bowl. I mean, just like game wise, we had a really fun Super Bowl. Came down to I thought a questionable call, the defensive holding call on James Bradbury, but still, that was a great game.
I don't think anyone would pick the Eagles against the Chiefs, though.
No, I'm kind of done with the Eagles.
It kind of feels like they had their shot and they didn't hit it.
You want to know why I'm done with the Eagles?
I personally would want to see the Eagles, but I don't think that would be that likable.
You don't even like your team.
No, I like my team. Everybody likes Saquon. He's universally beloved.
Nope.
You're telling me you dislike Saquon Barkley?
A little bit, yes.
Not, I mean, how do you dislike
him? You think
it
was Saquon's fault that he's not a Giant?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
No, but I think it's Saquon's fault that he's an Eagle.
They gave him the most money.
Whoop-de-doo. Have fun, buddy.
No, I don't think I think that Sirianni's unlikable. Nick Sirianni's unlikable.
I punch him in the face.
People do not like Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts is so reserved.
That's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, square jaw. But I don't think, like, he...
High in the good-looking draft.
But nobody likes Jalen Hurts, right? Because he's an oddball.
I think people in Alabama like him.
Mm. Really?
I think people like Jalen Hurts.
They like
him.
He's a good teammate. But I don't think his person... He's a very reserved person. Like, Jalen Hurts, you don't know what Jalen Hurts is doing when he's away from the field.
Yeah, that's fine, though. I don't mind guys being private.
Well, no,
I don't know what Lamar Jackson does away from the field either. All I know about Josh Allen is he's dating a famous person.
Well, you said the Eagles were unlikable. I think a big part is there's just, like, Jalen Hurts has not put himself out there to be likable. Like, I think Mahomes is out there on Netflix every day. I think Lamar is, on camera all the time. I think Hurts is not... Yeah, Hurts is a different cat. He definitely is. Don't you think that's why, or what do you think?
I just think I don't think people really are really into Eagle fans right now and into the Eagles. But again, that did give us a great game. So if you wanted something good, but I think Bills Lions is the matchup.
Also, I mean, if you get Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, like that kind of star quarterback would be huge to go in the Super Bowl. You need star power. You got
Lamar's just the biggest star. That's what I'm saying.
But is he? I mean, they're the same. I mean, Josh Allen, Lamar are equal. Mahomes is a tier ahead. And the funny thing is, the Lions have the least. Jared Goff's not a star, but we all want to see. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is the star of that team. That'd be super fun.
Yeah. Dan Campbell's really the star. I think they're one of those teams that's led by the coach. All right. Kevin's in Oregon. Kevin,
Hey there. How are you doing today?
I left you like a minute.
I heard a story about the scam artist, and it brought up a painful memory. About 10 years ago, I had retired, and I decided I was going to go back to school just for something to do. There's this college that had a program I wanted to go to in a small town in southern Oregon. I found a place to rent and put down $1,000, which was the first month's rent and deposit, and it turned out the address didn't even exist. So these people took my money. My wife said, "You blew your money. If you want to go to school there, you're going to have to live in the dorm." So at age 56, I spent 9 months living in the dorm.
Oh, my gosh. That's a movie. Wait a minute. So you didn't... The property, they just put photos up and it was all fake?
Yeah, what I did was it was a good deal. I didn't want somebody else to rent the place. So I sent them the money, and when I drove down there with all my stuff to move in, the place, the address didn't even exist.
Goodness. I'm so sorry.
Complete idiot. But anyway,
And then you lived in the dorm? Was that a good experience?
Well, at age 56, no, wasn't that great. But, it was fun. I didn't join a fraternity or anything like that.
Old school. Kevin, thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're up against it. I can't imagine at age 56. That stinks, too. I'm sorry that he got scammed like that. That's not cool. But having to, go back to, shower shoes and, a little shower caddy.
Yeah.
Dorm life. Mini fridge. Brutal. Not at that age. My freshman dorm, by the end, it had bed bugs all in it. Like, it was just rough.
Way to go, GW.
All right, lots to do, including who has the best chance of dethroning the Chiefs.